We're starting the 3 o'clock hour late because we went late with Gino. It always happens. I apologize. We're going to get back on track here. Dave Williamson is going to join us this hour. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. But an hour and 10 minutes into today's show so far, Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show so far?
I'm not giving no booms to nobody. It's terrible. And back just when I was
many,
a kid.
Though, out of five booms, how many booms today's show get?
You used to have to be talented to be famous.
Boom! Boom!
These
boom!
Damn little boy and his damn little daddy.
Boom! Boom!
Wearing his
five
tight
booms
shirt.
I give it so far. That's because of Gino, not because of us.
Big AJ and Cinderella. What's his name?
Big AJ and Cinderella. You got it. And then Jimmy, of course, is the Rizzler.
And that's the dude that rubs his chin. Man, that's so lame.
The Rizzler. I tell you what, Jimmy, you kind of look like the Rizzler grown up, doesn't he? A little bit like a grown up Rizzler. You know who the Rizzler is, Jimmy?
I do know who that is.
You're a big wrestling fan, and Big Justice and AJ, they're doing a lot of AEW. Do you watch that, or do you only watch WWE?
I watch AEW sometimes, but I mostly watch WWE.
Did you watch the debut on Netflix?
Yes, I did.
And?
Very good. Very different.
Were you surprised that Hulk Hogan got booed?
Not really.
Really? Everyone in the world was. It was a topic on CNN like that. So you weren't surprised, though?
No, you're in California, so.
That's true. That's a valid point.
What does that mean?
Well, Hulk Hogan has come out recently. He's huge MAGA and, all American beer guy, whatever his brand is.
Real
and
American.
California, real American beer. California is not MAGA country. And so big surprise of Hulk Hogan appearing there, who they thought was going to be hailed as a hero, turned out to be a disastrous moment for the Hulkster because he got booed constantly. Right.
I heard that voicemail he sent his daughter. That wasn't appealing.
Was it a voicemail? Wasn't he caught on video?
Recorded video. Whatever that video of him talking about his daughter dating black guys.
Yeah, that was the incident with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Yeah, that wasn't the best look, I'd say.
Yeah, That wasn't a voicemail. That was a surreptitious taping by someone who he thought was a friend, radio guy, Bubba the Love Sponge in Tampa.
Yeah, I don't get the wrestling thing. You know what I have watched? You brought up Netflix. That's what I thought about. I watched this damn Squid Game Volume 2.
Oh, I haven't watched yet. I was going to start watching, and then DJ said to me to wait for him because he wants to watch it as well.
Good thud at the end.
Is the whole season available?
Yes. Season 2. Now season 3 comes out this year. It says they leave you on a cliffhanger and it says season 3, 2025. No, yeah. but it's like the storyline's good, but then
I loved the first Squid Game. I'm imagining it can't compare.
It can't compare. Seven episodes, five and a half of them are what you think, and then about 1.5 episodes at the end. It's almost like they rush to get to the end.
Have you watched it yet, Jimmy? Squid Game?
Not interested.
Really?
Doesn't interest me.
Right. So you want to watch grown men play around in their drawers with fake fights, but you want to watch Squid Games?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm with Jimmy on that one.
I don't get
if you
it.
Put it that way, I'm with Jimmy on that one. All right, let's do headlines. Let's get caught up on the radio clock here, if you will. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. By the way, just speaking of Netflix, I believe the Jason Bateman movie that's on there now called Carry On is pacing to become the most watched movie in Netflix history.
It's decent.
I want to watch that. The trailer looks amazing. Don't tell me. But the trailer makes it look amazing.
It's good. It's a good movie.
All right.
Yeah.
Even if it does.
I'm on a lot of flights. A lot of flights, fellas. I watch a lot of movies.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's what I would do. It's a great way to catch up on the movie watching.
I'm telling you. And this JetBlue, man, don't sleep on JetBlue now. They have movies that haven't even been made yet, already out.
Mm.
But they have Netflix on
like
JetBlue?
Jimmy John's. They give you your order, but you haven't even made the order yet. The order's ready.
JetBlue is the Jimmy John's of movies on planes, I'm telling you.
But you can watch Netflix on JetBlue flights?
They cross over. So I was surprised at that, too. Even my wife, we'll sit in bed and try to find a movie, and she'll be like, have you watched this? And I'm like, yeah, I watched it on a United flight. And it's not like movies aren't exclusive to just Netflix now. They're on different platforms.
A lot of times the airlines will give you, like American gives you a free preview of Apple TV. So you can watch the Apple TV programming. So it might be a free preview on JetBlue of Netflix stuff.
Listen, Hawk's not even on the plane and he explained it better than I have any chance of explaining it. I just know there's a button and I watch Carry on a plane.
Yeah, because on American, you have your little dashboard TV in front of you, on the seat in front of you, and they have
dashboard.
Apple TV, they have Max, they have whatever, but they didn't have Netflix. And I'm surprised that Netflix on any airline would put one of their top movies available. Like, I would imagine they would want you to have to subscribe for it, but that's cool. That's awesome that they did that.
No, because like American, you can watch Ted Lasso on Apple TV. It's the only times I've ever seen Ted Lasso is when I fly American.
But they'll only give you like four episodes.
That's true.
And they don't give you episode 1, 2, and 3, and 4 of season 1. They give you like episodes 6, 7, 8 of season 2.
Yeah, no, because I started season 1 and I watched episodes 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Great show.
See, now all this logistical stuff you're speaking of, I have trouble getting my mic to work on my computer.
Yeah.
I just know I watched movies that are on Netflix on damn planes.
That's a good start. Very good start by you.
A 70-year-old flight attendant named Susan helped me get my TV working on my last flight.
Oh, yeah. Was the brightness down?
It was acting funny. They kept putting me on that little screen where I see where the plane is. I don't care where the plane is in the world. Right. I want to be entertained. Susan!
How do you go through life like this?
It's probably a better way to go through life. It really is.
No, it can't be.
I enjoy it.
When things don't work for me, I'm frustrated. Like when I can't figure something
out. But if you don't know how it's supposed to work and you just assume that that's the way it is, like it's such a great way to go through life.
Yeah.
And then I have no problem, like, the same flight.
Raw dogs it all the time on flights.
Huh? I don't like that phrase. Yeah,
that's what they call it, raw dogging.
I stopped raw dogging about a year ago.
That was your thing. You were doing it before it was popular.
Yep. I used to sit down, lock in, and just make sure the plane was safe.
You snooped it.
You know what the new thing is? I've seen on TikTok. You know what the new thing is on TikTok? Raw dogging a day at work.
Yeah.
People go into the office, literally don't even turn their computer off. Sit in the chair, their desk or their cubicle until it's time to leave. Don't do a thing and hit it. That's funny.
Like I have some employees like that. I didn't know this was a thing. So there's no burgers ready. No burgers. Not one.
They could come film over here at Odyssey. I mean, you've got people raw dogging.
But even being there's a lot of ass person next to you on the plane. Yeah, I put my little headphones in, nothing work. Hey, big homie, you know how to work this thing?
No way. I would
get that
never.
For you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it all the time. While I'm taking my shoes off, knowing my feet stink.
But they build these machines. Literally dummy proof. Like, click here for movie. Click here for TV show. Click here for music. So I just don't understand in what instance.
Yeah, but how many times when the captain's making an announcement and so it goes to that generic screen, do you see people go? They start tapping on their screen because they can't make the correlation that they stop showing you your show while the captain is speaking or the flight attendant. So they're just... They start clicking, start tapping the screen.
And that little screen that says, if you can't hear, take off your headphones. I take my headphones out every time. I don't know. I listen to directions. I lived a pretty good life, Solana.
Either way, Hawk, going back to your initial point about that movie, what's it called?
Carry On.
Carry On. Even if it does hold that title, breaks the record most watched movie in Netflix history, it will lose that title later this year when Happy Gilmore 2 comes out.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that. I think, unfortunately, and you know I love nostalgia, and that's nostalgic for you. Now you're entering the realm of nostalgia, and you're going to see how appealing it is. But I would have said to you, oh, that'll be the case for the Axel F. movie. Oh, that'll be the case for Coming to America 2. All the reboots that they're doing on Netflix. And guess what? It's met with a yawn. And you're not going to believe it, Solana, because in your mind, the nostalgia is so great that everyone's waiting for it. I thought everyone was waiting for Axel F. I couldn't even find it in the most popular movies screen. My guess is you'd have to pay my son to watch Happy Gilmore 2. You'd have to pay him, and I still don't know if he'd watch it. So I don't think you're correct.
I don't know, because I'm glad you brought up DJ, because you're talking about the first Coming to America and the end of...
Right, like 40 years, 30 it's years.
It's our time. We loved Axel Foley. We loved Coming to America. I think Solana's generation is more tech savvy and very groupie-ish. There's a lot of groupies in his generation.
In his 30s. That's not who makes a movie super popular.
The 22-year-olds, do they care about Happy Gilmore? That's a good... You know what?
And they don't. You're going to be surprised.
What are you talking about? That's not who makes a movie popular. First of all, I hadn't seen Coming to America, and I did because of you guys, but had it not been because I'm on a show where you guys love that movie, I would have gone my entire life without ever watching Coming to America. It was released 30 years before I was born. Happy Gilmore is a once-in-a-generation film. And now you're telling me...
talking about Beverly Hills Cop.
And now you're telling me that you're going to get Happy... and Shooter McGavin, on the screen together again?
Hawk, yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. But Solana, I mean, people are going to be flocking to their TVs.
Solana, but Hawk is the only person close enough right now to a 20-year-old. I can text my nephews because they're in their early 20s.
I bet DJ watches that.
They will
hang
up on you. Up on you if you ask them if they're excited for Happy Gilmore 2.
24, my niece is 22, and mother and nephew's 19. Do they even know who Happy Gilmore is?
No.
That's crazy.
That's not true.
I asked DJ yesterday. He checked on one of his roommates lives in California. I asked DJ yesterday, have you checked on, you know, your roommate who lives in California? And he said, why? And then I started to explain to him about the fires. He literally was uninterested and walked away. I can guarantee you, A1 and Happy Gilmore.
Billy Madison goes to college. I'm all in.
I mean, it's why Happy Gilmore is going to Netflix and not the theaters.
No. Sandler has a deal with Netflix. That's the only reason why.
Why do you think he has a deal with Netflix?
Hawk, I think Happy Gilmore is, no joke, one of the most popular movies made in the last, in the 21st century.
Not even on the Mount Rushmore of Sandler movies.
Nah, it's just not true, though.
Well, it is.
We'll see. I'd be willing to bet on this.
All right, I'm willing to bet right now. Let's bet right now. What's the parameters? You say Happy Gilmore will be the most streamed movie on Netflix ever?
No, not ever. That's hard to gauge.
You think
too,
it'll be streamed more than Bird Box?
Yes.
Bet. Done.
All right. Done.
Done. Name your price.
You name your terms. Whatever you want.
$5,000.
No, I'd rather do something humiliating than give you money. Loser has to.
$5,000. You pay me in the nude.
Where have we gone here? I don't want to be a part of this.
Loser has to dress like Happy Gilmore on the show for a week.
I think I dress like Adam Sandler anyway.
Yeah, you kind of do. Loser has to hold a golf club on the show for a week during the show.
$5,000.
No, I'm good.
You know, it's crazy. It's just the craziest thing because I was with you, Salon. I love Happy Gilmore.
I love Happy Gilmore too. It's just I know what happened with XLF and Coming to America.
But I tried to do, and to your point, Hawk, that Happy Gilmore is not one of Adam Sandler's top four movies. His highest grossing movies, Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, aren't even on there.
Right, they're cult favorites.
Ooh. Number one is a damn cartoon. Number two is a cartoon. Hotel Transylvania is one and two.
But that doesn't
those
surprise
aren't
me though.
Joints, though.
That doesn't surprise me.
But I'm just saying. But his highest grossing had what non highest grossing non cartoons. What do you want me to type in?
But like you look up whatever any year the highest grossing movies and. Popular cartoons always gross high because parents need something to do with their kids, so they take them to the
movie. Because I would imagine Eddie Murphy's highest grossing movie is Shrek, and that's not an Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
Well, look, box office.
But anyway, it's Uncut Gems. I think I did this. It's Uncut Gems.
My goodness.
What's the one where he's the NBA scout?
Pressure. It's one word.
Ooh.
Hustle.
Hustle.
Hustle. Yeah. There you go.
It's one Uncut pressure. Gems. Hustle. Uncut Gems again, and then Hustle.
Somebody says Sydney Sweeney is the cart girl in Happy Gilmore 2.
That is true.
Is that
I
true?
I can confirm that. I can confirm that because my entire algorithm is Sydney Sweeney.
Let's bet whatever you want, man. Let's bet whatever you want. I will single-handedly... drive up the ratings if Sydney Sweeney is in that movie.
The only thing you're gonna drive up. All right, let's get headlines real quick. Look at the headlines.
Carson Beck is
there's a Sydney Sweeney movie. I don't know if I've ever seen one of her movies. I think I told it. Like I'm fascinated with her, but I don't know. I've never seen Euphoria. That's what she's famous for, I guess. But there's a movie I want to see her in, and I keep telling my wife like, oh, we gotta watch this rom-com, but I just want to see her, but it keeps coming up on my Netflix feed.
Anyone But You,
is that what it is?
That's like her most recent rom-com.
It's probably that then.
Anyone But You, which it's actually a good movie. I went to the theaters to watch it. Happened to be really good. But she's in The White Lotus. So you've seen her in something.
Oh, right. Yeah. You told me that before. Yeah.
White Lotus 2.
She, you know what? Because y'all got a lot of weird stuff. Sydney Sweeney's a pretty little girl.
Bro.
I didn't know who she was.
She is absolutely beautiful.
Bro.
She's a pretty woman. Yeah. Y'all miss a lot, but y'all hit on old Sydney.
Bro.
You missed on that damn girl from Howard the Duck. Good.
Leah Thompson. To this day, because she's in her 50s, maybe 60s, to this day, she smokes anyone who you hold up as beautiful nowadays.
Gracious.
Yep.
So Leah, what's her name? Thompson?
Thompson.
She got Beyonce.
That's right.
Get that. Boy, I drive to Boca.
I like when you get the little glimpses of Crowder as a dad. Because you get like little snippets of old man dad Crowder. Boy. Like how many times do you think little Chan has heard that?
7,000.
I will smack your mouth.
Boy, what? I do the deep breath to make sure he hears it. Make sure all the
real
kids
quick
hear
look at the headlines
because
I don't have time with Dave Williamson. He's coming up soon.
Yeah, Carson Beck is opting out of the 2025 NFL draft. He's going to hit the transfer portal. This is what we know. Pete Thamel said that Miami seems like a favorite to be in the mix for him, but he is going to talk to other schools. We know that.
Okay.
Notre Dame, Penn State tonight, Orange Bowl, 7:30 p.m. I'm sure there's a ton of people driving to Hard Rock Stadium right now that are down here from College Park or South Bend looking for a preview of the game. And They've gotten five booms and Adam Sandler.
I swear this said it was a sports station. I was listening earlier today. This guy's terrible.
The Heat are going to be in action tonight. They're in Utah, game three of their six-game road trip. That'll be at 9 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on WQAM. Jordan Love, by the way, did practice today. Malik Willis also practiced. Full participants, Packers-Eagles Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is in the low 70s right now, and it'll get even chillier tonight. Great weather continues. That is your weather.
Talk to a funny comedian, Dave Williamson, in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
We're looking at our friend Dave Williamson, who's got a very nice background going on. He's doing the segment from a beautiful location, unnamed location in Central Florida. Dave Williamson's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Dave Williamson has been on the show a number of times. Super funny comedian. He's going to be at the Dania Improv this Sunday night. Tickets are available now. I think he's got a couple shows here in Florida. He's a Florida guy. He's a big Dolphins fan. I want to talk to him about the Dolphins. He lives in California now. In L.A., do you live out by where the fires are going on?
I mean, everybody lives by the fires. It's crazy. There's so many of them. It spreads so far out that normally when this happens, it's usually a good bit north or, you know, affects very specific communities. But the first one was Palisades, where we go hiking all the time. And you know, there's a high school there that we go play water polo at all the time. Like, you know, it's just unreal to see this happening in places that you recognize. And then it spread. I mean, you could see it everywhere. But thank goodness my family's safe. Otherwise, I would feel even more guilty about being here in front of this beautiful backdrop.
Right. You'd have to pull the plug on your tour, right? You'd have to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing shows in Florida for the past week, working my way down south. And so I would definitely have to hop on a plane and go back if it was anywhere near us.
Because didn't I read yesterday Solana Kawhi Leonard is taking time away from the Clippers?
Yeah. He stepped away from the Clippers to go take care of his fam.
I mean, if he's going to do that, you'd have to, Dave.
Kawhi's probably got a little bit more money in his savings account to take off work than I do.
That's actually a fair point. I hadn't thought of that.
I don't want to get stuck on anything, but Dave, you play water polo? Like, do you and the buddies together and water polo?
He coaches water polo. Didn't you play at Auburn?
I played at Auburn. I've coached, you know, one way or another. I've stayed involved with the sport. I absolutely love it. And, you know, like, part of the reason why I moved to LA is because not only is it like Mecca for comedy, but LA is also where the best water polo in the United States is played, maybe the world, you know? So I've gotten to coach, you know, on the side as a hobby. And now my son plays. He's a senior in high school and he's looking to go play, you know, D1 water polo somewhere, hopefully, knock on wood, in college. So it's been really fun the past 4 years to coach my son. I can talk water polo all day. Barbecue or water polo? Let's get into it.
But Crowder, remember we were fascinated with the women's water polo team during the Olympics.
The damn goalie was black, and I'm like, how did she get on this team? We don't know black people
from Miami.
We do water polo.
Ashley Johnson, when I was coaching at Palmetto High School, we used to play against her at Ransom, and she was impossible to score on. I had a good girls' team at the time, and like you know, it's kind of like. It reminded me of the Wildcat when the Dolphins were just like, we can't do anything. We got to come up with something outside. We were doing that. I was like, we got to run an okey-doke or something to get in. We're doing underwater plays. We're going up scaring her. Ah! Like, you know, she was impossible, dude. But she's such an inspirational player for our sport, man. Because not only her first year that she made the national team, not only was she – you know, a rare African-American representative in our sport on a national level. She was also one of the few people she was the only person on the America team that wasn't from California. And she was the only one who didn't go to college in California. She went to Princeton, to the Ivy Leagues. So she broke barriers in several different categories. And by the way, not just like squeaked onto the team. She's, you know, arguably still and definitely was then the greatest goalie on earth.
Did she just born with that? Like, I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, there's obviously they churn out tennis players in Florida, you know, where you go to the Chris Everett Academy and they churn out tennis players. If you're saying most of them come from California and she's from Florida and it's like, is she just naturally great at that or had some sort of predilection for it and someone brought out the talent?
Well, so, I mean, it's just like any sport, right? Like, obviously, Florida and Texas always seem to produce the best football players. Well, it's because there's and obviously the world's gotten smaller as information and social media and everything, but especially not too many generations ago, like all these great athletes came out of Florida because we just had great programs here and great coaches and great opportunity to play the sport year round or whatever. So that's why California has been so good at water polo for so long, because there's so much high level water polo to be played out there that you just get into it at a young age. And then Ashley specifically, if I can remember her story correctly, she was taking, I think, swim lessons down in Cutler Ridge, and someone was starting up a water polo program for youth, which is, you know, at that time, Florida was not huge in water polo. And she just fell in love with it and started playing from an early age. And she's an amazing athlete. And then she got the opportunity to go to Ransom Everglades and play there. And so she just, you know, got into the right places to where people stoked her passion for it. And she's a hard worker and, you know, made it to the highest highs of our sport.
He's thrilled to be talking about water polo.
Oh, dude, we could do a deep dive.
Funny detour that this took, because we didn't expect to go there.
But yeah.
He's on to talk comedy, and I'm sure a lot of times they talk grilling, because we talk plenty of grilling and eating and meats here. But
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, you cooking anything good lately, buddy?
I got a big green egg.
Yeah, dude. I just got into the big green egg world too, man. I mean, obviously they're super well known, and I've cooked on them a bunch of times. But they finally mailed me one, so I started messing around with it recently, and I love it, dude. I've always been kind of like, yeah, they're cool. I'm all in on Big Green Egg now, dude. It's a good way to go. It's a good thing I'm not home right now, because I have a feeling I might have got blamed for these fires, honestly, because I have like I have like 8 smokers in my front yard now. It's not like I'm hiding it, you know?
He grills nonstop. Dave Williamson, I mean, like, does just – I mean, he toured with Bert Kreischer.
Perfect.
I should probably know that. He's a very, very famous comedian. He toured with him for a long time. But you would grill sometimes for the entire tour, right? Like, I would see you out in front of those tour trucks.
This awesome company, Rectech, gave us a travel smoker to put on the tour bus. So we'd pull into a city, and I'd get up at, like, you know, 7 a.m. and try to remember what city we were in. And luckily, after a few beers, I pulled something out of the freezer and let it defrost in the sink overnight. And I'd set the smoker up on the loading dock or whatever theater we were performing at, and I'd stick the brisket on and we'd go about our day. And then after the show that night, I'd walk out and the brisket was perfect, ready to go, been resting for an hour. We'd slice it up and have a nice midnight snack. Yeah, we did that a lot. And you know, Crowder, dude, you're gonna love this. I gotta rope you in on this. They just had the second year this past August of the Key West Invitational Fishing and Barbecue Competition. And my team went down there. A bunch of heavyweights were there, right? A bunch of guys that you know from all the TV shows and all the big competitions and whatever. And
my Bellamy was part of your team, wasn't it?
We won the grand championship because we had a really good fishing day and we had a really good cook turn-in day. And you put the scores together and we got the grand championship.
Well, hey, let me jump on the team, man. I could tie some hooks or something. Hell, I'll check the brisket every couple hours. Come on now.
Yeah, you got it, man. I think
wasn't Roy Bellamy part of the team?
Yeah, it was Roy. It was me. It was my buddy Jody from Rectech. The three of us.
I love the Ridley Bear.
My wife gets mad at me because, like, we'll get home from basketball or baseball practice with the kids at 7:30 at night. Their damn bedtime's 10, and I'll go and try to get the coals together real fast. And she's like, "We can't just boil some pasta." I'm like, no, let me get these burgers right, or let me make some wings. They're going to be better. I get in trouble all the time. I love the grill.
Explain this, Dave, because I'm not a man's man, and I know Dave is and Crowder is, but why would I want to grill something if the McRib is available?
Oh my goodness, dude. Oh.
You know what I mean? Well, like if it's not McRib season, okay, maybe. But if the McRib's available at McDonald's, why would I want to go through all the rigmarole when I can just pull up and get one?
Brother, I'm going to make you a rib sandwich, all right? And then you will see why you never want a McRib again, okay? I'll let you slide on your cheesesteaks at Miami Subs and all that kind of stuff. I appreciate a good fast food burger, but get out of here with your McRib slathered in sugary barbecue sauce, bro.
There's no way that there's anything you can fire up on the Big Green Egg that compares to a McRib.
I know why you guys do this show remotely now and there's no in studio, because I might have a hard time not fighting you right now.
He goes to me.
I threatened to punch him today. Goodness gracious, I did. About 30 minutes ago, I threatened to hit him.
Yeah, you guys switched to streaming online for Hawk's safety. I get it.
He said to me the other day, he's like, you want me to come in studio or you want to do it over video? And I'm like, well, we're not going to be in studio. So I would be alone?
Part of that's tongue-in-cheek, because for the 10 years I've been doing your shows, I always ask you if you want me to come in studio, and you've never said yes once. So now I just kind of do it I already know the answer, but I just do it for fun now.
Tell everybody where they can see you here in Florida and how they can get tickets and how they can hear more Dave Williamson and follow you on social media so that they can be part of your world.
Yeah, you got it, man. The main show I'm pushing here is down in Dania at the Improv. Get to come home and headline one of the original – well, it's not it was the same ownership group and clubs that I started out in, but now they've moved. All of them have moved different places. So by proxy, my home club, Dania there at the Improv. And I'm actually going to be doing a show the night before Saturday night at a little theater up in Fort Pierce. But I'm pretty sure that show's close to sold out, if not sold out already. And if you can't come out Sunday night, I get it. Sometimes you got something already planned. I am going to pop on a fun show Monday night down on South Beach. So if that's more your vibe, look on my Instagram at Dave W Comedy. I'll have all the information for this, or my website, DaveWilliamsonComedy.com. It's got links to all these shows. But I hope to see a lot of people out at the Dania Improv on Sunday night. It's going to be a really good lineup. A couple of my favorite comics who live down here, I got them on there as openers, Dom Perenzin and Lisa Correo, and a bunch of my old favorite people to hang out with down in South Florida said they're going to drive either up or down. So I think it's going to be a really fun night.
Yeah, Dave Williamson is super funny if you've never seen him before. You know, Crowder, I can't remember if you've been on since Crowder started doing stand-up. You know, Crowder's doing stand-up.
Yeah, I think last time I was on, it was like just happening.
Yeah. Just, he's done a few shows now, right?
Well, I've done eight shows, six cities, or six venues, eight shows, yeah, five cities.
All right. Well, hey, if you want to come on Sunday night and do a guest spot, open invite, man. Come on through.
You know what? That's how I got started with my comedian buddies. And I go in, they'd be like, yeah, bro, jump up and give me five. I was like, really? He was like, hell, it takes 5 minutes off my plate. I was like, damn.
He's already speaking the jargon. He knows. Give me five.
With Desi Banks and Funny Marco and Chris Spencer and some of the dudes I know, they'd be like, man, get up there and do something. See what you got. And that's what kind of started it.
Yeah. I don't know those guys, but some tells me my crowd's probably a little bit different than their crowd.
You don't think they share audience with Bert Kreischer and you?
Yeah, man. A little more. Yeah. Not as many
my
black
crowd's
and mild.
A little bit more, you know, of the frat boy vibe. Let's chug some IPAs. And
I was going to say more Budweiser than Hennessy, but I'll come through.
Come on, man. Open invite. That's a big moment when you know you could be funny in front of any crowd.
Yes, sir.
Who do you love right now? We're running out of time. Who do you love in comedy right now, Dave?
I mean, Nate Bargatze is killing it, dude. He's such a nice dude. He's so funny, and he's coming up with
– the everywhere.
Thing I like about Nate is he's coming up with new ideas.
What makes him special? Why is he so funny?
Well, there's so many dudes who are funny out, but I think right now what's cool is Netflix is giving these guys like license to come up with ideas, and they're like, yeah, let's produce it, let's go. Adam Ray is doing like a Dr. Phil impression and putting out like full
that
like
guy, is that the guy's name that Dr. guy is Phil. Funny as hell.
Yeah. My buddy Brad Williams, he's been killing it. Just, you know, he's just such a rapid fire comic. It's an awesome time for comedy right now, man.
You can see Dave Williamson Sunday night, the Improv in Dania, Dave W. Comedy on Instagram, Dave Williamson Comedy online, DaveWilliamsonComedy.com. We appreciate it, Dave. Have good shows and enjoy the fishing or whatever you're doing out there. But the McRibs are available at McDonald's if you want to grab
one. All right, I'm going to pick up a sack of them and drive by your house and throw them at your window.
Have you ever had one, though, before you denigrate the McRib? Have you ever had one, or are you so, you know, high and mighty with meat and grilling that you wouldn't even deign to have one?
I mean, I've had one, but it was definitely when I was younger. It was before I was into barbecue. I'm sure I don't get it. Look, anytime when something is formed, something's fake and it's formed to look like the thing, I don't trust it.
Right. Bingo. That's when I like it more.
Bingo.
I live in the Matrix. Like, everyone's like, oh, did you take the red pill, the blue pill? I don't even know what the pills were. Would you keep me in that drawer? Let me know. Like, I'm fine in the drawer. If I think everything's fine, what's the difference?
Yeah. All right. I'll pick one up and I will try one and I will give you an honest feedback. But
just be honest.
If I tell you it's crap, you got to believe me though.
Well, all right, but don't go in there thinking that that's what it is. Like, have an open mind.
I'm gonna make you a McRib. I'm gonna smoke ribs. And I'm going to smoke them so tender I can pull the bones out of them. So it looks like that little fake shape they make with a cookie cutter and whatever paste they're putting in an oven to make that McRib. And I'm going to get a beautiful bun, not some bun that's got like preservatives in it so that it doesn't go bad ever. You get a nice like potato bun, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna make a McRib. No, it's not going to even need sauce. That's how good it's going to be, all right? Maybe put a few pickles on there. And then I'm going to see you never want to eat a McRib again, Hawk.
I find that hard to believe. When I was growing up in Chicago, there was a place called Fireplace Inn that did boneless rib sandwiches and probably made them the way that you just said. And they were phenomenal. And then that I had a McRib. Amazing. I had a McRib. And I said, you know what? I don't need to drive to the city for Fireplace Inn anymore. They've got the McRib right down the
He's
street.
He's too far gone, Dave. He's too so far gone.
Good. They're just so good. All right, Dave Williamson. See him Sunday night at the Improv in Dania. Thank you, Dave.
All right, I love you guys.
I love you, Dave brother. Williamson. We'll take a break. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll do the 4 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock hour coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.